Israeli forces have raided the headquarters of the Palmedia in Ramallah, a media production agency. They broke into the office and confiscated documents and equipment, accusing the news agency of incitement against Israel. Press TV's Mohammed Hamayal reports with the further details on this story.
Israeli military forces stormed into the headquarters of Palmedia in Ramallah. They broke into the offices of several television stations located there and confiscated materials, documents, and equipment. The outlets that work there include Russia Today, Al Mayadeen, Al Quds News, as well as Al Manar. The Israeli military stated that the raid was due to alleged incitement against Tel Aviv, an accusation often leveled against Palestinian journalists. Al Quds News suffered most of the losses during the raid.
We are talking about raids that have closed down some stations, like what happened to Al Aqsa Television as well as Palestine Today. Here at Al Quds Station, our offices were broken into, whether in Al Qa'il or Ramallah. But this is what happens to regional as well as local media outlets. This is an attempt to silence us and keep us from showing the world what is happening here.
Palestinian journalists have faced attacks and arrests at the hands of the Israeli military on many occasions. They believe the raid on TV stations was an attempt to silence those who are exposing Tel Aviv's crimes.
Lately, Palestinian journalists have been exposing the Israeli crimes and their violations at Al-Aqsa, as well as their aggression against the human rights of the Palestinians. This includes the attacks against journalists and photographers, whether they happened at Al-Aqsa or near the clashes. It is clear that they are targeting the Palestinian journalists to limit their ability to do our jobs.
The raid comes after 2 weeks of violence in Jerusalem al-Quds and across the Palestinian territories, during which at least six journalists were injured by the Israeli forces during their coverage of the protests. Palestinian journalists face many dangers while covering events in the region. Even their offices are not safe. However, they say that such dangers have not prevented and will not stop them from covering the truth. Mohammed Hamayel, Press TV. Occupied Ramallah.